Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Josie's Stories Jumping from author Anna Kellerman Douglas is a charming tale of a young boy's exhilarating love for jumping. A fun picture book follows Josie as he enjoys the simple pleasures of life, the power of imagination. Anna is a dedicated wife, mother, and grandmother who has served in various communities as a registered nurse after graduating from Marymount College in Virginia, and the author of Josie's Stories Jumping, a heartwarming tale of the joys of staying active. And Anna Kellerman Douglas is our guest on This Week in America. Anna, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Rick. It is totally exciting to be here. Thanks for allowing me this privilege.
Well, it is our pleasure. What a nice job you've done with this book, as we'll talk about during the course of the program. I want to start with some background for you. Where were you born and raised? I just gave a 10-second biography for you. You have much more than that. Where did this all begin for you and end up with writing the book, Josie's Stories?
Yes, I was born and raised in Costa Rica. After I finished my studies in Costa Rica, at the age of 18, I traveled to Virginia, where I started my nursing school, ending up in Alaska for over 40 years.
Wow. And now you come back down south again so you can thaw out a little bit. I mean, this journey began in Costa Rica, and then you spend 4 decades in Alaska. You literally have been pretty well all over the place, haven't you?
That is correct. That is correct. My mother always said the best school is traveling.
Ah, yes, yes. Different people, different circumstances. That had to be an eye-opener for you to travel and to see everything that you have seen during the course of your career. So when along this way did you decide you wanted to be a writer? When did you discover, I like writing?
You know, Rick, I have always loved to write. And I think it started, you know, our education in Costa Rica, I think is part of that. I remember being in third grade, and the teachers would give you a title or a subject. They would say, okay, now write about the white cat. And the whole classroom had to sit there and write a story about a particular subject. And so I grew up wanting to write. I would write, just constantly be writing and tearing it up, throwing it away. Even into my adult life, you know, I can sit there and just write a book in my mind, and it's never been, you know, never made the papers.
Yes.
I have a friend who passed away recently, and I went to visit her a couple of years ago, and she said to me, you left me standing on chapter 23, a novel I was writing in high school.
Oh.
That never ended, and you know, never. So now that I have retired and I'm ready, I am ready to write.
Well, you've done that so well with the children's book, Josie's Stories Jumping by Anna Kellerman Douglas. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Amazon link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's go back to those years in Costa Rica growing up there. What did you want to do when you grew up? Was nursing what you wanted to do?
Yes, definitely. From the time I could remember, I always said when I grew up, I would be a nurse and I would live in Alaska. So the day that I graduated, I started sending out my inquiry letters, and sure enough, I ended up in Alaska.
What was it about Alaska that you thought, from Costa Rica, I would like to live in Alaska? What was it about Alaska that was so alluring to you?
You know, I'll tell you, one of the things is I don't like bugs.
Ah, yeah, okay.
I don't like bugs, and I was an athlete, and I didn't like to sweat. So, and I wanted to walk where no man had walked before, and just go down the Yukon River, which I never did, in a raft. It was just the daydreaming. I always said I wanted to be there. And so I, at the end of it, I have to say, I ended up in Alaska. It was the desire of my heart, granted by the Lord. That's what it amounted to, because the way it happened was just extreme. Extreme.
So
Did you want to hear how it
well,
happened?
yeah, you've got me hooked on that. Now, before you write a book about it, you can tell me about it, and then we'll expect the book later. But it sounds like there was a little divine intervention there that got you up to Alaska.
Totally. So I graduated from nursing school, right? And started to send out, after I took my boards, these letters of inquiry. There were three places I sent it to. One of them was Panama, because I thought I can drive to Costa Rica whenever I want to. One was Hawaii. The weather was like Costa Rica, you know? And the other one was Alaska, because I always wanted to go there. And I don't know how these letters of inquiry arrived so quickly, but it was like within 2 days, I received a phone call, the director of nursing. Oh no, I said, Lord, whoever answers first, that's where I'm
Oh, yeah,
going.
okay.
Yeah? And Alaska called me, and it was, we need you, and we need you now. I'm like, I have to sell my car. I have to do this. I have to do that. So, to make a long story short, I went to my little prayer group and we prayed and prayed for God's direction. And then Sunday evening, I went to church and the youth pastor got up. And I will never forget this. He said, my wife, Betty Jo, and I are moving. We're going to Niagara Falls to start a new church. Then he turned around and he said, if there be anyone in this congregation who feels the Spirit saying go, he said, I bid you get up and go. And that was my clue. I
That's
heard nothing else that evening.
that, yes.
I waited for the service to be ended. I got up. I went home. I packed up. The next day, my car was sold. Within a week, I was in Alaska.
That's just an amazing story. And what did you say? Like 40 years you spent in Alaska.
To be exact, it was 45 years.
Wow.
45 years in Alaska.
Obviously found a place you liked. I have never been there. Never thought I wanted to go there until recently, and I'm seeing all of these TV programs and I'm seeing the scenery there. It's like, okay, just once. I really need to go up and experience what that was like. Is it as beautiful and majestic in person as it is when we're watching on television?
It is absolutely beautiful. We all said, you know, after God created the world, he decided to settle there. Beautiful. But once you start to get older, it start to affect the bones.
Yes. And I'm in that category of bone weary and old. So I sold my parka when we moved to Florida, so I'd have to go find a proper attire to spend some time there. Well, our guest on the program is Anna Kellerman Douglas. She's the author of the children's book Josie's Stories Jumping. Let's talk about that book specifically. Rave reviews. Everybody loves the book and the message, and so many messages and themes in the book, so well delivered. What inspired you to write the book? What was it about Josie and jumping that you decided to write this book?
You know, I was blessed with a grandson that is absolutely marvelous. He is on the spectrum and he loves to jump. Every time you see him, he is jumping. And so we had a trampoline, and this little one would get up every day. And, you know, of course, he had a plan. Every day it was a marvelous day for him. You know, he had a language, but he had no speech initially. But he would greet everyone. Good morning was one of his favorite statements. And he had a plan every day. But he would go out in that trampoline. He would jump and jump, and he would shed his clothes as he's jumping. And so grandma took off with imagining what was going through this little guy's mind. It's like it was freedom. He wanted to be free. And so that's where my inspiration came for this little story, was
Why?
getting into Josie's mind
Oh, yes. And
and seeing what was happening. And it was sheer joy he was experiencing as he jumped.
sometimes we need to get into their minds, don't we, to sort of get a different picture on life, different appreciation when we see that smile, that passion, the fun they're having. It's so heartwarming. And you bring that to life in the book, Josie's Stories, Jumping, Anna Kellerman Douglas, our guest on the program. Book available, Amazon, the usual places, link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Why do you think it is that children enjoy jumping so much? As I'm looking through this book, getting ready for the conversation today, it's like I remember doing that as a kid and everybody doing that. What is it about jumping? I guess the freedom we have when we're jumping?
I think it's the freedom. And if you notice, when you go to a worship session, you can notice the young people as they're worshiping the Lord, they all will begin jumping. It's like a release of joy. There is just something that comes with it. And with this little guy, and I think most children, it just takes them into another level. It's a way of expressing themselves. I feel it's a way that they have of expressing
Yes.
what they're feeling. And part of this is this book, part of it is for the parents. You know, we tend to tell these children, you know, just like when a child is growing up, we can't wait for them to start speaking and walking. And then the first thing you hear is, sit down and be quiet. You know,
But yes.
with these kids jumping, it's like, let them jump, let them express themselves. And if you have a chance, join them in their jumping.
Yeah, and people can eat, obviously, because they do that when nobody's looking, but you can even do it if people are looking. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy and
Exactly.
get bring that joy back that the children in your life have. When you got this idea, how long did it take to refine it, to get it down to where, okay, this I've got a message here. I've got the word count down where I need to get it to hold a young child's attention. How long did it take you to get this ready to publish?
Wow, that's a good question. You know, it wasn't very long because I went on a walk with my husband and we both decided he's also a writer. Let's just go home today and we're going to write. And I always wanted to write about Josie and his jumping because in my
Yes.
mind I've always been traveling with him when he's, you know, I shouldn't say traveling, I've always been observing what he's jumping
Yes.
about. And so I decided to put his jumping on paper. So I wrote it. I wrote it maybe a couple of days, and then I revisited it for a couple of weeks, maybe. And then I thought, you know, let me just see if I can get this published.
Well, you have,
And
and the book is now available, Josie's Stories, Jumping, Anna Kellerman Douglas, the author and our guest on the program. And then you do the illustrations. Talk about the importance of the illustrations, because that it's so well done and it's very colorful. It really brings out the story. It takes your words and enhances the words. What was that like working with an illustrator and getting the illustrations down?
you know, Faith Christian Publishers, they were awesome. Just awesome. And they captured what I was trying to do and
Yes.
say. They captured it very well. The only thing that I didn't do or missed was his glasses. The young man across the street, when he read the story, he said, wait, Josie, that is not Josie. Josie wears glasses. So I told him, Josie have to take his glasses off when he's jumping.
That's right. Spoken like a real grandparent. That's exactly. You're not
That's
jumping
exactly
until you take
right.
those glasses off. Well, we've got a few minutes here. Let's talk about autism. Give me some of your thoughts on that. It's something we hear so much about, and it's touched you in a very important way. What are some of your thoughts on autism?
Well, you know, April is Autism Month, Awareness Month.
Oh, okay.
So this, and blue is the autism color. I don't know if a lot of people are aware of that, but autism is so different. Right now they are diagnosing autism like 300% times more than they did in
Oh,
2000.
yes.
And what I've been reading about and learning more about autism is they call April Autism Awareness Month. But what the people with autism want is for it to be Autism Acceptance Month, because autism is not going, it's not somebody diagnosed with autism. When they turn 30, they're going to still be a person with autism.
Yes.
And so we need to be accepting of these individuals. When you see a child in the grocery store and they're jumping and they're saying repetitious things, we shouldn't give them the evil eye and say the parents need to control them, but we need to accept them
It's such an
for who
important
they are.
message, especially, and I was not aware of Awareness Month being April, but that is so important to understand acceptance. That's one of the words to remember coming out of our conversation today in talking about autism. Time is going by so quickly. So much to talk about with the wonderful job you've done with Josie's Stories. Is this a start for you? Do you have other books that that you're ready to bring into the public?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I
Okay.
have about three or four other books. One of them is called Spoons, and that's the next one to come out. And it's geared for the children learning. It's another children's picture book. And I
Yes.
also have a book of poetry that I hope to get published, and that's more an adult type book.
Do you set aside a time to write? Is this something now that you do on an ongoing basis, or just when you really feel like, okay, I've got some thoughts now, I'm going to put these down on paper?
I need to be more disciplined with my writing, but my writing, especially my poetry, comes to me in the mornings during worship while I set a time, my special time with the Lord.
No, yes.
That's when those come. The children's book, I can just look at a child doing an activity and I have a story.
Yeah, that's good research. Just go outside, and you've got family members, and you've got, I'm sure, kids in the neighborhood, or go to a shopping, go to the grocery store, and look around and see young people, and get some ideas. You capture that so well. What do you want people to remember as they read Josie's stories? What impact do you want them to have? Because it's more than just a charming, delightful story. There are messages there for young people, and honestly, messages for adults as well.
Yes, and the main message I think that I would like to spread is for the child to know that it's okay for them to be a child. It's okay for them to jump, and it's okay for them to use their imagination. And parents need to let go and enjoy their children more and jump with them, even in their imagination. Let the children be children. We have so much drama going on in the world right
Yes.
now. And we need to just let the children be children.
Talk about that. We've talked about the word imagination. How important is that to someone growing up to have the power of imagination? Sometimes I think we sort of strip that away from young people today. It's not something we emphasize, and we would, our imagination, we go outside and play, and we really didn't have any toys, any organization. We would imagine what we could do outdoors with sticks and balls and stones and things like that. Now everything has to be organized, and it's on a screen, and and maybe I'm overstating this, but is the power of imagination something we're losing?
I believe that we are losing it. And I think the only way to regain it is for the parents to imagine with the children, you know? Right in today, you know, we just give them a tablet to keep them quiet.
Yes.
Instead of sitting them down and playing with the toys with them or reading the book with them. And while they read a book, let them imagine. You know, one of the things with this Joseph story is as the parents read the book to the child can take off on this beautiful flight in their own imagination, in their own minds. They can take off with birds and butterflies and just be totally free. But I think it's something that parents have to instill in their children.
And this is a great book to do that with. A child can read the book to the parent. The parent can read the book to the child. Uh-huh. They can read it together. They can talk, set it aside for a couple of weeks, go back, do it again, and maybe even bring a different perspective to this. This definitely is a book for the home library, for a gift for a young person. Makes an ideal gift no matter what time of year, birthday, holidays. Josie's Stories Jumping. Anna Kellerman Douglas has been our guest on the program. Anna, it's been a pleasure having you with us. I know you've got more books, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about those as well. Great having you with us on the program. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It has been our pleasure. Once again, Anna Kellerman Douglas. The book is Josie's Story Jumping. You'll find the book available wherever books are sold. My thanks to King Pages Press for arranging our conversation today, the marketing consultant for Anna. Once again, Josie's Stories Jumping, all the information available and a link directly to the Amazon page on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.